This one is man who leant out window, gave me abuse. That's how I tell it down the pub. And that's the title of this one. Disclaimer, any snowflakes who are easily offended, turn off now. Good. Now those fucking idiots are gone. Let's get down to some good stories. We went to this person's house during the day and he wasn't in. Went there during the night, about 2 a.m, which you normally do. You go in if they're not there during the day, but most of the repossession happened at night anyway. It's about 3 a.m. It was just a quiet street. We got there, car wasn't on the drive. The reason why you go at night, it just annoys them. And some of them will tell you where it is, so they just don't want you knocking your door all the time. This bloke leant out the window. Ugh. Big geezer again, saying, you knock my door again, I'm going to smash your fucking face. Mate, there's a repossession warrant for your car. He's like, I ain't got a fucking car, blah, blah, blah. We're like, mate, where's your car? You fucking come here, you do this, you do that. And oh, here we go again. Where's your car? You fucking knock my door one more fucking time. I'm fucking telling you, effing this, effing that, blah, 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 blah. Slam the window. Ring the doorbell, don't I? He goes mental. You can hear it coming down the stairs, door ripping his front door off. Well, there's two doors. So he smashed open the inner door, ripped open the outer door, come running out right up to my face. Yeah, I'm going to smash you, rip your head off. I'm not going, mate, where's your car? Hey, you fucking, and then he's there going, you thick bastard, can you see my car on the drive? Can you fucking see it? You fucking wanker, you fucking piece of shit, you knocked my fucking door again. Right, I'll let you into a little secret. Before we knocked the door the second time, we had pulled up outside his house. So first time during the day, wasn't there. Second time during the night, well, the first time when we turn up at night time, wasn't there. So we drove. What you do a circuit. You come out the drive, you go down the next street. If it's not in the next street, you come up that street, go down the next street. And you can spend about half an hour checking streets because people are creatures of habit. They won't park their car too far away. Now, they know that it's on being repossessed. A lot of them park it in the next street, expecting you not to check. This bloke hadn't just parked it in the next street. He'd parked it about 6 streets up on the right-hand side as you come out of his house. He didn't know we knew where his car was. We found it. So we'd been to his house that night. It wasn't there. Been during the day, wasn't there. Went there at night time, wasn't there. Went round the streets, found his car. Then we'd knocked his door. So anyway, this bloke's giving me... he's a tyrant of abuse. You thick bastard. And all the while, I know where his car is. His car's come out of his drive, turn left, about 6 streets on the right. So he's going mad. And then just as he's going to go, he goes, you fucking knock my door again. You this, you that. The car's not even here, you thick bastard. And I've just stood there and I've gone, yeah, so I'm a thick bastard, am I? He's going, yeah. I've gone, your car is parked in so-and-so street halfway down. I'll see you there. I bet I can break into it before you can get there. Because this bloke's just in his dressing gown and his boxers. He's like this. And I goes, he's a fucking thick bastard now, you fucking idiot. I've just walked off his drive. Now I've got an agent. I was on my own. I've got an agent waiting by the car. So I've legged it up the street and down one street, down the other streets. And I'm running down the road. By the time I got to his car, I'm like, and all I can say is, big bastard, he'll be coming down in a minute. He's fucking pissed off. Let's smash the fucking window. Let's get it on the back of a low loader, quick. And I remember just getting anything out of the finger, poof, straight through the window. Alarm's going off. Getting in, kicking the fucking steering lock off. And mate's there going, oh, do you want a hand? He goes, oh, what's wrong? I went, mate, you haven't seen the fucking size of him. We better get this off now. So we snap it all off. We get all his stuff. All his stuff in the front. We're chucking it in the back to give us more space so we can sit in the passenger side, put our legs on the steering lock, snap his steering lock off. Take the handbrake off, push it out into the middle of the road, get it on the back of a low load. I think we had a low load at that time. Put it on the back, winch it up, And we just started putting the first strap on at the back of the car. And all of a sudden, these headlights appear in the street. We're like, oh, who's this? Is this him? Looking down the street, big Range Rover. And he's just stopped there, probably about 20 foot away. They're like, yeah, I think that's him. And then he gets out and he's got a golf club. And he's like silhouetted, sort of like a horror film, silhouetted. But we're there, we've got his car. It's on the back of a low load. It's not going anywhere. We've even put the ramps up. It's not going anywhere. So he just stood there in the middle of the street with a golf club. And we're just like, and he's walking down and we're like, mate, you come anywhere near us, I'll smash your fucking face in. And he just stood there. And we're like, what the fuck do you want? He goes, well, I need my stuff out of the car. I said, mate, you ain't coming anywhere near this fucking car. Anywhere near this car. You put the golf club down, you give us the keys, then we'll let you empty the car. And we just stood there. It's like sometimes you get surreal moments. When you're doing repoing, it's not like, you know, like you see on TV, it's always constant fighting, or it's sometimes you just get moments. Like, I don't say it's not animal instinct, but you just get moments where a person's looking at you, you're looking at them, you're trying to work out if they're going to fucking flip. They're trying to work out if you're fucking psycho bastards or you're the hardest bastard in the world. And you just stood there looking at each other. And I've always said this. I don't consider myself that fucking hard. I've had a lot of fights and I can look after myself. And I've won a lot of fucking fights. I don't consider myself hard. I just consider myself as I don't give a shit. If someone owes me money or if I'm going for something, I'll fucking go for it. And that's an instinct in me. I'd never claim to be the hardest bastard, but I will always stand up for myself. And it was just a standoff. And in the end, he just walked back to his Range Rover, put the golf club down, come over, gives the keys. And while he was emptying his stuff out of the vehicle, he just didn't say a word to us. We didn't say anything. And he just packed his stuff in one car, put it in his Range Rover and left. So the moral of the story is, wasn't that thick after all, was I?